You're listening to SBS News.
Lihan is one of more than 3 million Australians experiencing anxiety. The 22-year-old student says understanding their condition was a relief, but it wasn't an easy journey.
For as long as I remembered, I've struggled with mental health issues. Seeing these things on paper and realising that it wasn't just like a fault or like a flaw that I inherently had, that was what really encouraged me to go out and seek help for it.
The ABS has released the 2021 Mental Health and Wellbeing Survey, showing 2 out of 5 people between 16 and 85 have had a mental health disorder at some point in their life, while 1 in 5 had experienced a mental health condition in the last 12 months. Linda Fardell, Program Manager of Health and Disability at the Australian Bureau of Statistics, said one group was most affected.
Overall, across all the conditions, young people were much more likely than older people to have anxiety disorders and also substance use.
Almost half of women aged 16 to 24 had experienced a mental disorder.
Women were much more likely than men to experience a mental health condition. That held true for all types of mental health conditions, except for substance use.
Between 2020 and 2021, 3.3 million Australians experienced an anxiety disorder. 1.5 million had an affective disorder like depression or obsessive compulsive disorder. More than 3 million people had suicidal thoughts or behaviour. It's the first time this kind of detail has been recorded since 2007. The data was taken during the height of the pandemic. Daniel Angus, a psychologist and deputy commissioner for the New South Wales Mental Health Commission, says it's likely lockdowns also had an effect.
Over the past couple of years, of course, we've had the great impact of COVID, and COVID has really resulted in significant impacts to mental health for all in the community.
The survey did find there was an increase in the number of people reaching out for help. More than 2 million people, or almost half of all Australians experiencing a mental health disorder, sought professional support over the year before the survey was taken. It's something Daniel Angus says he's seen firsthand.
I think that some mental health problems like anxiety and depression have increased, but I also think that people are seeking support more regularly, more consistently than perhaps they were before.
But more than a quarter of those who sought help said they didn't get the support they needed. Experts like Daniel Angus, who has a Vietnamese background, say one issue is access to culturally sensitive care.
I think we need to invest in bilingual staff, bilingual mental health services, bilingual psychologists, bilingual psychiatrists. I think that we have to do more in terms of building trust within those communities and ensuring that people feel like they can access services, that they can come and seek support.
It's something Lihan has experienced before. With a Chinese-Australian heritage, they say there was stigma around getting support, and finding someone who understood their context was important.
Once I started seeking clinical treatment, I had to shop around a bit for a psychologist that understood my experience, because I think that experiencing mental health as someone from a refugee or migrant background, there are a lot of cultural nuances that perhaps a clinical psychologist isn't trained to deal with.
Lihan is also a volunteer with Headspace, joining a campaign launched this week to help other young people from migrant and multicultural backgrounds seeking mental health support. They say it's also been rewarding for them.
I found that self-advocacy really helped my journey, helped me feel more confident about my experiences, and it also was really fulfilling to be able to help other people as well.
It's hoped the results of this survey will help put more funding into critical mental health services. Krishani Danji, SBS News.